Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for another listener court here on the Wake Up Call. This is where we ask Wake Up Call listeners to be the jury. We present a problem and decide if the verdict is guilty or not guilty. Laurel and Jason are cousins. Jason got a Tesla and brought it to Laurel's house to show her and her boyfriend. Jason was pushing Laurel to drive it because it's such an amazing car. Laurel said over and over that she didn't want to, but Jason kept bugging her about it, so she finally agreed to take it for a spin. Well, they drove to the grocery store, and she ended up pulling into a parking spot too far and badly damaged the front bumper, leaving it scratched and cracked. Well, Jason apparently flipped out. Laurel instantly started apologizing over and over, and at one point she said she would pay for the damage. But when she got back home and explained what happened to her boyfriend, he told her that she shouldn't have to pay for any of it because she never wanted to drive the car in the first place. So now Jason is asking her to pay his $500 insurance deductible for it. So we're here to find out, is Laurel guilty of damaging the car and needs to pay Jason the $500 deductible, or is she not guilty because Jason pushed her into driving the car? Gavin, you're going to be representing Laurel. Gladly. Katie, you're going to be representing Jason. Listener court is now in session. I'd like to call Jason to the stand. Katie, would you like to question the plaintiff?
I certainly would, Your Honor. Thank you so much. Let me ask you this. Prior to this event, did you trust your cousin?
Yeah. I mean, I've pretty much always trusted her.
Now that she not only wrecked your brand new Tesla, which I'd like to go on record as saying not a cheap vehicle, and then saying she would pay and then saying she would not pay for the damages, do you trust your cousin now?
I'd still trust her to a point. I'm just very disappointed in that she changed once she talked to another person.
Mm-hmm. And on a scale of 1 to 2, how much emotional distress has this caused you?
It's at least a 2.
It's a 2. Thank you.
Sounds pretty low to me.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, thank
you.
No
further questions.
All right, thank you, Katie. Gavin?
Jason, I'm going to paint for you a scenario that I think all of us have been in at some point in our life. You're having a conversation with somebody who just saw a movie, and they love that movie, and they recommend that you go see it. And then after a lot of pushing, you go, okay, fine, I'll watch it. And then you go and you watch it and you hate it. Are you mad at the people who made that movie? Or are you mad at the person who pushed you into watching it?
Obviously, I'd be mad at the person who pushed you into it.
You're right, because you didn't want to go see it anyway.
Both.
Okay. Well, we'll take your first answer as your answer. Thank you very much, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you, Jason. You may step down. I'd like to call up the defendant, Laurel, to the stand. Laurel. Gavin, go ahead and question your witness.
Laurel, welcome to listener court. How much is $500 to you?
$500 is a lot. It takes me a week at my job to make that money, and I need it. I need it to pay my bills. I have student loans to pay.
Right.
It's not something I can be giving away.
And not everybody can be as Tesla rich as your cousin, you know?
Your Honor, excuse me. Wealth shame my client.
Gavin, go ahead and get to the question.
So it almost seems like that he is taking advantage when he knows that he is in a financial position of power over you. And does that seem fair to you?
It doesn't.
No.
I mean, he was the one that made me drive the car. I didn't want to. I wouldn't have done it if he didn't push me to do it.
And have you ever been in a fender bender or car accident?
I've been in a few car accidents, but I've never driven a Tesla before.
Right. And did your cousin Jason know about these fender benders or accidents?
Yeah, I told him.
Okay.
I told him about them. But
no further questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gavin. Katie?
Laurel, is it true that you didn't want to drive the new Tesla because out of fear that you might damage the Tesla? Is that true?
No, that wasn't it. I didn't think I would damage it. I just had no interest in driving it.
prior to getting in the Tesla, did you remind your cousin that you are an erratic and unsafe driver?
First of all, I'm not an unsafe driver.
Please answer the question.
And I didn't remind him of anything because I didn't need to. I was too focused on figuring out, you know, what to do with this car because he kept pushing me to drive it. So mm-hmm. I was trying to figure out whether I should drive it or not, and I didn't think of warning him something. Mm-hmm. Why would I warn him?
Right. And final question, you did originally say that you would pay his deductible to have his car repaired, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I was freaking out.
That is all
at the
I
time.
Need,
I
Your Honor. Thank you very much. Thank you, Laurel.
All right, thank you, Katie. Laurel, you may step down. At this time, I'd like to let Gavin and Katie present their closing arguments to the court. Katie, you may start.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I would like to remind you all of a tried and true federal law called No Takesies Backsies. And
I'm not familiar
the
with that
defendant,
law. Okay.
Excuse me,
okay.
The defendant, upon badly, badly damaging a brand new and hard worked for Tesla, proclaimed that she would pay her cousin's deductible. And because of the No Takesies Backsies law, I would like you to all vote in favor of my client, Jason. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katie. And if the jury is listening, they can do their own research on the Takesies Backsies law.
Yes, thank you.
Gavin, go ahead.
If we're just making things up now, I'd like also the jury to pay attention to the People versus All Laurels, in which All Laurels won. So it set legal precedent that there could be no more legislation for anything against a Laurel. May she rest her soul. So there's that. And then there's also the fact that we've all been in a situation like Laurel. And never once do we feel like if something bad happens to us in a situation we didn't even want to be in, is it our fault? I think we can all relate to that strife and that heartache. Please vote not guilty.
Thank you, counselors. We now leave the verdict up to the jury. This would be you, Wake Up Call listeners. Now that you've heard both sides, you can text guilty or not guilty to 73389 and let us know. Is Laurel guilty of damaging the car and needs to pay Jason's $500 deductible? Or is she not guilty because Jason pushed her into driving the car? Text guilty or not guilty right now to 73389. We will play one song and come back with the verdict next on Listener Court on The Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.